Welcome to this Technology 180 podcast. I'm your host, Patsy Carruthers, Senior Manager of Instructional Technology at the University of Kentucky. Technology 180 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. See more information about that at the blog at technology180.wordpress.com. An article in the Chronicle of Higher Education titled, "Text-Me TV is Either the Future of Television or Beginning of Its End," caught my eye. Well, the idea of using text messaging in conjunction with live television rather than that long and tedious title is actually what caught my eye. If you're interested in reading the article, just go to the Chronicle of Higher Education online and search on Text Me TV. Text Me TV, all one word. And that should bring up the article for you to read. Well, everything since television has been its future or its demise. My parents even remember that TV was supposed to be the death of movies and the death of radio. But even multiple home entertainment options and iPods haven't been the death of either one of them, although they've crippled them somewhat. But I digress. In any case, the article discussed live television programs that use text messaging for interactivity between home and television studio. Of course, viewers have long been able to call in or email questions or comments during live programs. The difference is the use of mobile texting devices and also the use of screen space shared among the guests, the text messages, and other information crowding that TV screen. Now, we're used to seeing that sort of thing on the web, but not so much on our TV. On our TV, we might see a rolling scroll at the bottom or information during the news where we might have some text on the screen, some things like that. But we're a little more used to seeing more information on the screen when a program is on the web. So personally, it seems to me that the format is more suited to internet rather than television. Two people on a couch and a bunch of text doesn't seem very interesting. But on the other hand, what about text messaging allowing someone to participate from home in a forum being broadcast live? What about being able to watch an event or activity as it happens or unfolds and texting questions and comments either to a presenter or a producer? How about viewing an instructional activity live and texting questions to the teacher or tutor? There may be possibilities here.